Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Is it working? Okay, now I'm going to... Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay, and I'm here with my new friend, Greg. He's not new, though. He's not my new friend.
How's it going?
He's just...
I'm new to the podcast.
Exactly. He's a hardcore Real Housewives fan. What other Bravo shows do you watch?
I love me some Beverly Hills, obviously. But I definitely... Potomac has my heart right now. Potomac is just so good.
Okay, tell me, why do I need to get on the Potomac train?
Well, Ashley and Michael Darby are just a hot mess. So, like, how can you not watch that.
So last season they were going to get a divorce. He had a scandal about sleeping with a man and now she's pregnant?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, sure.
I mean, you pretty much summed it up right there. Except for this season, there is an even bigger scandal regarding him wanting to suck some dick at a party.
Okay, okay. And whose dick was it?
We don't know. They haven't revealed that yet, but Candace heard it as well as Robin. So the whole cast is involved.
Okay, and Robin was married to a...
One, they're back together and, quote, doing it like rabbits.
Oh, okay, wait. And was he a college basketball coach?
Correct.
At what college?
I don't know. Oh. But he's back. He's back coaching again.
Okay, okay.
Like fall from grace, back on top.
Okay.
Of Robin and basketball.
Okay. Okay. Sure, sure, sure. Got it, got it. Okay. And any other shows that you love on Bravo?
I mean, if you put it on Bravo, I'm going to watch it, let's be real. But definitely Southern Charm right now. Can't go wrong with Cameron. Beverly Hills. And
New York, Roni?
New York, yeah. New York, I mean, it's getting a little bit stale, but I think there's definitely some headlines about that right now.
Yes, let's talk about that. So this week, people are saying that a couple people on Roni are on the chopping block. One is Lou.
I mean, she's a liability.
That's what they're saying?
That's what they're saying.
A liability in what sense?
I mean, she's still on probation.
Okay, sure,
I think that, like, they're uncomfortable with any sort of, like, legal action, right? They don't want that to cloud the filming, to cloud any of that, right? So if she goes to jail, it's all on that.
Well, and that's why we couldn't even go out of the country for this cast strip. We're in Miami.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, in a $10,000 a night off-season house.
Oh, so you've done your research.
I did my research, obviously, because, like, maybe we'll stay there.
Oh, my God, I would die.
Right?
Okay, and then I'm also hearing that Ramona is on the chopping block.
Word on the street is that Ramona's storyline is stale as yesterday's bread.
Ooh! Well, also, it's just like she, like, kind of just, like, goes off and tries to hook up with guys.
I mean,
like,
we get it. You go on dates. You have multiple men in your life. I mean, Mario, what is the plan with this? Like, why is he back? He's not interesting.
So I can't tell if it's just like a storyline and everyone knows him, or like, do they really have this modern relationship for Avery?
I mean, Avery's 22. I don't think Avery needs both her parents getting along at this point. Like, she's not concerned about that.
I actually fell onto Avery's page the other day.
Oh, Lord.
And she posts about her mom a lot, which I think it's funny that she's never on the show. Like, I think she chooses not to be on the show.
Fair. I think that it's also she's getting, like, kickbacks and stuff. So, like, oh, my mom's so gorgeous. Isn't she, like, she's ageless. Look at these vacations. I mean, they're obviously going on trips together all the time that Avery's not contributing to.
Okay. Okay, I got that. And then, so then you also had said that the Tinsley will stay and maybe one of her socialite friends come on?
Yeah, so they're looking to, like, expand Tinsley's storyline, it sounds like. It seems like they want to bring on a friend, maybe kind of go that Bethany Tinsley route, kind of the younger. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dorinda's obviously not going anywhere.
Okay.
And Sonia Morgan is pure television gold. So.
Because then I also read something today, I think, that said, like, Dorinda and Sonia are on the way out.
Interesting. I have not heard that.
Okay. Maybe they're all on the way out. Yeah. Maybe the shows are ending.
I mean, they can't reboot, but I think Bethany also needs a new storyline, right? So I think bringing in that fresh young meat would kind of mix everything up and kind of get rid of Lou. Like, we're done. We get it. You got arrested in Palm Beach 2 years ago.
You've fallen from grace.
Yeah, you're done.
And in some bushes. Yeah. Okay. I would love to see one of Tinsley's friends, though, because, like, who doesn't like a socialite and people that actually have money? Like, Tinsley has real fucking money.
Did you not see her sister does not work?
I'm kind of, like, in between jobs of, like, yeah, never working.
Well, yeah, what do you do? I'm not currently doing anything.
In my Gucci shoes.
I'm just buying these boots.
Yeah.
What, no big deal.
What brand were they?
I don't know.
I think it was Gucci.
Dorinda also has them.
Yeah. Like, and they were bad boots.
Yeah, they were hot pink on the bottom.
They were bad. Okay, and then what I've been waiting for, you guys, they finally filmed the Beverly Hills reunion this week. And the big thing was that would LVP come? And LVP, like 2 days before, is like, I'm not coming. I'd never want to make up with those friends, and I'm quitting the show. Thoughts.
Okay, so I've got a couple of thoughts here. The first thought is in hearing like the NeNe negotiations back in the day, okay, that they reunion is a separate contract. So filming the season and filming the reunion is kind of different, right? It's different paychecks. It's kind of separate all on its own. So I wonder if she broke that reunion contract and not necessarily the filming contract. I think a lot of LVP's drama came from the fact that they cut all of her scenes. I don't know.
But she didn't film with anyone. She only filmed John Sessa and Lucy Apple Juicy.
Lucy is still on the market. I think that she was like trying to get them back. So I'm sure she forfeited a large paycheck, because I know like with NeNe, it came out to be like a third of her salary was the reunion.
Oh, so they like make it really desirable
exactly
for you to go.
To go.
But then I also feel like Bravo's like, well, we'll let you slide because we have Vanderpump Rules. Plus, we're going to probably give you this Vegas spinoff or puppy spinoff.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like,
it's kind of a tit for tat at this point, right? Mm-hmm. Lisa's going to see how far she can go. Bravo's going to see how far they can go. They obviously, she has not been in an episode since her kitchen reveal, when all she could do was talk about Kyle and not her kitchen.
Right.
So I think that it's just kind of the end of the road. I think maybe they were looking to, like, she didn't have anything fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Ken rubs people the wrong way. It's an interesting dynamic that just wasn't working for where they're headed with people like, you know, Rinna and Erica and Teddy. Like, it's a fun-loving,
and then I
heard,
cast. But then I heard last week, like, Rinna and Teddy are on the outs too. So, you know, you hear all these rumors, but at the end of the day, they bring everyone back.
I mean, if there is something wrong with Teddy and Rinna, we will know, because Teddy live streams everything on Instagram. So
I'm all in, though.
Did you read this morning?
No.
So she wore like a ton of makeup and hair yesterday, and people were like dragging her because she doesn't wear makeup and doesn't do hair. And she's like, I'm like contractually obligated to show up to this thing. Like, of course I'm going to have my hair and makeup done. Like, I can't wear workout pants. Like, it doesn't work this way.
Right, right.
So she addressed the haters as she does every single morning.
With her 20 stories. Yeah. Between her and Bethany, I'm like, I can't. I did love Rinna and Kyle were both wearing like neon looks.
Uh-huh. With like the high shoulder.
Yeah. They looked, I thought, fabulous. And then fucking Doritos. Like, she takes fashion risks. She basically had bedazzled rhinestone clips over her entire head.
I think she had
high pony scrunchie.
$1.2 million in rhinestones, which is also what PK owed the Bellagio. So it was like a really interesting number that she chose. Yeah, fashion icon on her head. It was really. There was words.
Oh my God.
It was like icon. Like, it was okay. All this stuff, like, wow. Also built in with like letters. And then like a disco ball dress.
I liked the dress. It was like J-Lo-esque.
Yeah, but she's not J-Lo.
Okay. Okay. Fair. Fair. Okay.
I wish she would have wore Beverly Beach, because, you know, she needs a promotion.
It would have been fitting. They need the money. Okay. Below Deck did start. We have returning Captain Sandy, and of course, Hannah the Chief Stew has a lot to prove. We have Jowl, the bosun, and like, I can't believe that they brought back that Colin guy. So this is Colin's second season. He's the guy from Long Island, the ferry. He also raps. He's just like a super big dork.
Yeah. He's also like 98 pounds. So I'm afraid that he's going to like fall overboard.
That woman was like, honey, I came out bigger than you out of the womb.
Which is just utterly bizarre. I mean, I'm really rooting for Hannah this season, because I feel like she kind of got a bad rap last season, but I feel like she wasn't in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she actually has two really good people. I'm loving Anastasia, mm-hmm. I'm going to call her.
Yes.
From Georgia, an immigrant who speaks Russian but lived in Vermont?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, the fact that she like pulled out the Russian out of nowhere and just started like randomly speaking it, I love.
I feel
second
like,
of all, quote of the day, mm-hmm. I work like an immigrant. I mean, offensive, yes. However, she's an immigrant, so I feel like she can pull it off.
I feel like she's going to be a really hard worker, like paranoid, but I feel like the interior is going to be a strong team. They also have, is her name Aisha? She's Aisha. A Kiwi. She's like, they literally have subtitles on multiple people because their accents are so strong.
Don't get me started on Jack from Liverpool. That was a mess.
Do you think he's hot?
No.
Okay. Okay. He has really wild hair. I feel like he'll be there for like maybe 3 charters.
Yeah, there's something up, like smoking on the side.
Lazy. Yeah.
Hey, Sandy. And she's like, it's captain to you. Nice try. We're not friends. Pull your hair back.
Right.
Yeah, no. He's trying to pull off like that bad boy, greasy, curly hair. It's not working.
Okay. I'm over it. That's fair. And then there's Travis, and he is a deckhand. He's the lead deckhand. He's from Perth. He seems like he has a very dick vibe, I'm getting.
He seems a little controlling. To me, he's hot. Like, tall, dark, handsome.
Yeah.
There's definitely going to be something with him and Hannah. I see it.
Okay.
Like, that's her type.
Yeah. And he'll be, like, rude to her and, like, not give in. And she'll be like, I want it even more.
Totally.
Guys are really attracted to Hannah, too. Like...
And I love the fact that, like, Captain Sandy called him Jack, and he literally read it back. He's like, my name's Travis. Like, he was, like, on it. Like, did not care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then, okay, there was also, like, Zhao claims that Brooke from last season, she won't be on this season at all, but that she cheated.
She's canceled.
She got canceled.
She's canceled.
But she's saying that, or he's saying that she cheated on him, and I was like, I just didn't believe it. I don't know. What's the truth, guys?
I mean.
Did Brooke cheat? That will be a poll question.
I'm very torn between, do I believe it or do I even care? Because they're both boring. So.
She used to talk like this, like she'd whisper, Zhao, do you like me still, Zhao? I'm going to make out. Okay, and then really the real hidden gem this season, guys.
The star of the show.
Mila, the chef from Russia, who's also into poker.
Yeah.
Like, there was so many things going on with this.
So, she went to the French Academy. Now, do you think that they bought the taco shells like she did at Safeway?
Oh, but also, like, you were in, that you're in med. Like, how did they even get the taco shells? Like, it was a Del Paso taco shell. Like, a very American.
Can we discuss the nachos?
Who ate the nachos?
Nobody.
Yeah. Because Hannah wouldn't like, bring them out.
Hannah's like, I got this. Like, let me get rid of these. And then she says, oh, I forgot the cheese. So she had chips, corn, and salsa as an appetizer. Like, I eat a lot.
I eat that at midnight when I come home after.
I've never eaten chicken enchiladas and tacos as an appetizer before my filet mignon.
No. And also, like, the Hidden Valley Ranch burger. Like, when they brought out the burger, I was like, oh, God, they're going to hate these burgers. They're going to hate these burgers. Like, they lead you up. Like, for some reason, like, this food is such a big deal on this show. And I'm, like, always nervous. I'm like, oh, God, did Adam have a good meal or what? But... The Hidden Valley Ranch, I'm a ranch fan, but I know what Hidden Valley is, and I don't like it.
How long is Mila going to last?
Four?
Oh, I was going to say 3.
Okay.
So, interesting that you went 4.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. Like, literally, Sandy was disturbed. She's like, those are for the guests? Like,
could you not make taco shells? I mean, I feel like I've made taco shells in my kitchen.
You can eat, like, you like homemade chips? That's not hard.
No. Get your life together.
Yes. But then, okay, and then, like, there are some things that she literally, like, licked the raw meat.
She licked the steak.
Yeah.
So, years in restaurants here for you. I mean, I've never seen a 5-star French chef lick a filet, especially a raw one. And then, to keep them warm, she ran them downstairs to the... microwave.
I mean, it was very disturbing. And then I'm like, how can someone... She, like, fake her resume? Like, what happened?
She stacked them 3 tall and then kept putting them on for, like, 10-second increments. And Hannah was like, what are you doing? Like, that is not how we do this. And then she, like, sat there to watch the microwave cook them.
I'm scared. I'm scared for her. But we will find out... I think it's going to be a good season. It seems like there might be some danger.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they're trying to make up for the Caribbean one, the last Below Deck when he went under.
Ashton,
whatever, when he went under, and like, and it feels like they're trying to like do that again. Like they previewed the scuba diver and the anchor, and then she prefaced, "I always have trouble with the anchor on this boat." Like it seems like they're building up something big.
Some foreshadowing.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Okay, any other important... Oh, did you guys just hear that pop? We're having some champs.
I mean, it is Thursday, and it's...
It is 5. Actually, it's exactly 5. It's 4:59 right now. Okay, guys, I do want to talk about one of our sponsors. It's Care Of, and it's a subscription service that delivers vitamins and supplements customized for you specifically. I love this product. I mean, who doesn't need to get healthy for summer? It's approaching quickly, and make your health and wellness a priority. Care Of makes it easy to upgrade your healthy routine. So simply, guys, you're going to go to on this online quiz. It's going to ask you questions about diet, your health goals, lifestyles. It takes 5 minutes, and then they personalize vitamins for you. It's super easy and convenient. They deliver them to your door. Send them these cute little packets that have like good quotes or some inspirations. I love it because I literally take my box and I put it in my desk at work, and it just makes life easier. I know I'm taking care of myself and my body. Care Of makes sure what you're putting into your body comes from the best sources, and it's packed by honest guidance and transparency, all available to you on their website. So you guys are going to go to takecareof.com. That's TakeCareof.com. Use the code TJG. And right now they're giving you 25% off your first Care Of order. Once again, that's takecareof.com/TJG. I swear by it. Courtney keeps her stuff by her coffee machine, and it just makes life easy. And then even if this is the one thing I do every day, I take my vitamins. So check it out. And now, okay, so should we just dive into, what are you feeling first? Rony, Southern Charm, Beverly Hills. Okay.
Okay. The weather's beautiful. Okay. I think we're ready.
Okay. So basically we start out and it's Rena and Erica Jane out to lunch.
Yes. The most shocking part of that entire scene, they didn't have alcohol. I was like, wait a minute. Are these the actual people that we've been dealing with?
And the other shocking part was that Erica ordered a regular Coke.
Oh.
Like, she was like, regular Coke. And Rena got a Diet Coke.
Interesting.
And then I also noticed, like, I feel so bad because, you know, Rena's girl, she's got an eating disorder. And, like, we have to talk about that scene. That was a painful scene this week. But literally, like, Erica's like, yeah, bring on the guacamole and chips. She like loves food and she loves to eat. And like literally like Rena is like making the chips like as small as they can and like scooping in the avocado.
Like eats a little one, like it's like totally satisfying.
I know. But basically they're like setting up the scene that Camille's trashing everyone, and they're setting it up.
I mean, Camille is back to season one Camille, which no one likes.
But I fucking love it. She says whatever she wants and forgets she's on camera. It's amazing.
I mean, I just don't, like, what is her end game? Does she want to get back on the show? Like,
I think she should be holding a diamond this season.
Really?
And
okay, I don't agree.
Okay. And I think she's been the funniest. Like, she says whatever she wants, and I enjoy it.
But I don't
think
she's doing it on purpose. I think it's just her being annoying and running her mouth. And, like, I feel like she's trying to gain ground with certain people by talking about other people.
But so
she gained ground with Rena by talking about Dorit. But then when she got to Erica, she was talking, or Denise, she was talking about Teddy, right? So she kind of changed her MO every single time. Mm-hmm. So that's what I don't get about her. I don't get what her end game is. Like, how is she going to get out of this, or what is she going to get out of this?
I think she just likes talking shit about everyone, personally. But I think I would love her to come back, and Brandy Glanville. And, like, one of, like, Denise's really good friends.
Interesting.
I would love to see some real stars again. But
Erica Jane sells out 2,000 tickets per show.
I saw it. I went to the one in San Francisco. It was
a lot of glitter and smoke.
It was actually like a Magic Mike show, which I really enjoyed.
Fair.
And it was like,
those guys weren't interested in you, however.
They weren't. No. They weren't at all. Yeah. You know, it was at City Nights.
Oh.
Shitty Nights.
18 and over.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was bad. It was really bad. But no, it was super fun. It was super fun. Okay, so then we basically go to Beverly Beach by Dorit.
Okay. I have so many things. Okay. First of all, I didn't even know Kitson was still in business. Like, I thought I was watching The Simple Life from 2008 with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. I was like, wait a minute. Kitson exists?
Yeah.
And they have a men's department, which is, like, also very disturbing. However, Dorit is ecstatic that she's getting the window at Kitson.
We didn't even know it still existed. No. Like, and then also, okay, so of course Jagger got to be the model. Of course. So we have this theory that she only likes Jagger. And she's like, we call her other baby Fifi Navajo. And I just feel like she, like, how come Fifi Navajo couldn't be in the ad as well? Why was it only Jagger?
It sounds like that's not, like, they were going for, like, that dad route. They were going for, like, oh, let's sell some shorts. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no Phoenix bathing suit.
Were you surprised that Dorito herself did not model?
I am shocked because she loves a spotlight. I was like, how did she not get in there and act like that guy was her husband and Jagger was her kid?
That would be her fantasy. Yeah, right, but she'd be like, actually, Mauricio, can you jump in and be the dad?
PK was there, so I feel like it was kind of toned down. And then my other thing is, like, as a fashion designer, obviously I'm, like, on the road to being one, but I mean, how do you put your assistant in charge? Like, wouldn't you have, like, a shoot assistant or, like, a director or, like, somebody who's in charge of clothes and, like a project manager?
So that they would bring more than, like, one bathing suit?
Your personal assistant. And then there was a stain on the black shorts. What kind of stain was on the black shorts? That's my question. And then the girl was like, I'll show them to you, like, showing the receipts. So...
So good. So good. Okay. Then we go over to Kyle's house. She's obviously the organizer of this amazing trip. And, like, the amount of airtime she gives Storm, like, Storm is the devil. Storm is on her Instagram stories every day of her, like, being like, God damn it, Storm. And he's, like, playing on their pool cover that's, like, oh, feels like a waterbed for him. Like, he's gonna fall through.
Do we feel like she replaces her kids with dogs when they leave the house?
Like, she adds one
so
more.
Many dogs.
She has five.
Like, I can't even keep up with all the dogs.
I completely agree with you.
I love how she spilled on her couch. Did you see when she, like, was eating her probably, like, chia seeds and yogurt?
Yeah, totally. She eats, totally.
Right? All over the couch. And she was, like, trying to, like, clean it up.
And she's like, God damn it, Storm, calm down. Hello?
Hi. I want to go to Provence. Yeah. Hello.
Okay, so then we go over, and the godsend that Harry Hamlin is barbecuing, and nobody wants to eat.
I mean, I love the fact that they still have family dinners. Like, mm-hmm. I love that they gathered outside. I think that Harry Hamlin tries. I also hate the fact that we call him Harry Hamlin, and I hate the fact that she calls him Harry Hamlin constantly.
Harry Hamlin, Harry Hamlin, Hamlin in their Great Gardens house.
We get it. I just feel like he just wants a normal family, and I feel like Lisa Renee is anything but normal.
But how many days a month do they actually spend together?
I don't know. I mean, like, that's a really good question. Like, that's what I think.
She's QVC. She's Beverly Hills.
Okay. Side note. Mm-hmm. Did you see those gaucho pants with the cargo?
Bad.
The cargo. And they were three different lengths. Like, I don't want cargo pants,
no,
first of all.
They were really...
I don't want gaucho cargo pants, second of all. And I don't want cropped gaucho cargo pants, third of all.
There was a lot of bad...
And the
bad
colors.
Yeah. No, it was
she
bad.
She should go back to, like, those... cover-ups.
The duster.
The duster.
Yeah, the duster. But who do you think ate all the cheese for the cheeseburgers?
Oh, Delilah Bell.
Do you think she's just like scarf and cheese?
She probably came home super high.
Okay.
Because she's a model in LA and she doesn't eat real food.
Yeah, okay.
And then she's like, oh, look, there's 5 slices of Kraft American cheese.
Oh, okay.
She peeled the plastic off.
Okay, she got excited.
She probably folded them.
You know what? That's a good point. It probably was a Kraft.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I like a good American cheese on my burger, actually, because I particularly...
It's got some creaminess to
it. It does. It gives it a different element, because, like, I mean, if I'm buying cheese, like, to eat cheese, like, I'm not eating Kraft singles. No. But on a burger, like, they're using American in and out.
They were eating veggie burgers. So, which, by the way, if you saw the news, there was a short of veggie burgers. Apparently, they're just like flying off the shelves.
They have those Impossible burgers, and they're selling them. Yeah, they're selling them everywhere, and it's like a big thing.
But as we saw, Lisa Rinna, not into it.
No, she's pretending to eat in front of her girls. Yeah. And she's like, but I did.
She couldn't pick the burger apart into mini pieces. So she was like, oh, how am I going to? Wait, did you see when she picked up her plate? The bun was pushed to the side.
No, I mean, they're all faking eating. But yeah. I mean, I
not
just
Erica Jane.
Like, I felt bad because, like, clearly, like, Amelia was having a lot of anxiety, just like being around the food, not having to be able to control the amount of calories. She didn't plan for this meal. Like, she's still going through her anorexia phase. And I think that's a hard disease to understand because it's mental with physical repercussions. And I actually very much, I'm going to get TLC on you right now. I very much appreciated that they showed this scene because it looks like she's fine. She looks recovered, but it's like, it's a daily battler for her. And I love how Rena's like, you know, how did we fuck her up? Like, she's in this industry. Like, she's going to have to live with this for a really long time, and I just want to help her, and I can't.
Well, I think that 2 weeks ago they had like a really touching moment on the couch when they were talking about how she feels about seeing other people with it.
Yeah.
And I think that the producers really took a turn to like show how she's dealing with it, which I kind of liked. Mm-hmm. Delilah Bell, again, dead as rocks, like just sitting there not looking at anything.
Yeah.
But it was nice to like see, like, it's still an everyday struggle for her.
Right.
Even at 17, in the modeling world, side note, if you saw Instagram today, she's the new face of Too Faced Mascara or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous pictures.
Okay.
But it's like, even that and everything that she has and does is still, it's still a piece of her regardless.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I thought it was a raw moment.
Yeah.
Okay. But then I was like, I could care less that Kyle by Elaine 2 fucking failed.
I thought it was just, like, her personal closet that she was picking from. I didn't realize like, it was an actual store. Like, I thought she just went there to get clothes.
Like, and then, like, she's, like, claiming she's going to open a new one. Like, girl,
smaller
that
location.
Girl, that business is gone. Bye. Yeah. Like, nobody makes money off of retail anymore.
No.
Do they?
No. And also, you're not going to make money off retail when you go down the street and spend $800 on a scarf for France.
I know.
I was like,
you're like,
what?
This is so France. It's a scarf.
Yeah, it's a scarf. Oh, scarves and berets. What's more French?
Oh, God. So good.
And then they happen to walk by Villa Blanca.
Oh,
I mean,
it's, like, too good. It's too good. And they're like, look at the sign says Provence. Like, is this a sign to call LVP?
I mean, how did they not pop in for a glass of LVP rosé? I mean, like, where you were there.
I do feel like Kyle is so mourning the loss of this friendship. And I think in the back of her mind, like, they could really repair things and get along again.
I don't buy that.
Okay.
I think that Kyle picked her side, right? Like, mm-hmm. she had
a moment. Oh, no, she stood up for herself finally.
Yeah, but
finally.
I think that she picked a side, right? Like,
okay.
She had a choice to pick a side of Radar Online, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also,
who do you think planted the story?
LVP, obviously.
Okay, oh my God! That's why I love you!
I mean, I think that LVP... Okay, I think it's double-sided. I think that, like, her storyline is stale. We get it. Like, you have other shows. You have 17 dogs. We get it. Like, mm-hmm. Ken's abrasive to women. We get it. Like, he's abusive. So, I think that she needed something, right? And I think that when you look back at everything she's done, I mean, it's very clear that she is a shitster,
mm-hmm.
but she's very smart. And I think that it finally, like, caught up with her. I don't know. I mean...
So we actually think that Camille planted the story now.
Really?
Well, because I've thought the whole time LVP. I've been so against her. I'm happy she's gone. But a lot, the audience is like really upset. A lot of other people are really upset. So then Courtney kind of got me on this Camille train, and I'm like, yeah, like, cause she does talk to the press. What did you think about the lie detector stuff?
I think the lie detector was so staged. Mm-hmm. I also think that the chances of Kyle's friend's daughter being robbed and the construction workers, I mean, first of all, that is like racial profiling that you're going to lie detector the construction workers.
I know.
Second of all, they happen to be there at the exact same time that Lisa Deeb. Oh, come on. Yeah. There's no way. I don't buy it.
And
I mean,
so
it was
good.
So fabricated.
And so good. Okay, also, like, do you think Teddy snubbed Mason, Camille's daughter, at the airport?
No, I think Mason is...
Like, she probably didn't recognize her. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, who's this weird fangirl?
Yeah, who's this girl who's 6 foot tall with giant arms and legs, and why is she walking to the airport?
Oh.
And why isn't Mason flying private? I mean...
Good point.
Camille, you know, does what she wants. She's got that grammar money.
Yeah. That's real money.
That's real money.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so Brandy comes back coming in hot, her hooker outfit. She's like, yeah, this
washed
is me.
Up in the tides of Malibu, Brandy Glanville.
Her lips, like there was some, like.
Her face didn't move.
I know.
Wait, how about when she kept touching the track in her hair? Oh, I was like, girl, pull that half pony down. Like, you, no.
It was
no.
bad.
It was, the whole thing was bad.
It was bad.
Downing double rosés.
I'll take a double rosé, and he's like, oh, okay, like two glasses of rosé and one glass. And she's like, you bring two fucking glasses, I'll kill you. I was like, what's going on?
Wait, and then she segues into, I didn't punch that man at the Casamigos party. Wait, I just threatened the waiter. I didn't punch the man at Casamigos, but I did slap Lisa B. Right. So, I mean, make up your mind here of what assaults you want to cop to, but like... We all know you were at the Casamigos party. And I'm shocked that Denise wasn't there because we all know.
That's her thing.
Sipping tequila.
That's her thing. And then she basically brings up the past about how LVP made her put those tabloids in her suitcase.
Okay, so this is a... I'm going to go back to where I was talking about in the beginning with the headlines. I feel like the producers are... really out to like show Lisa V that they're like in charge, right?
Okay.
They have Camille speaking on it. I mean, that scene, I think I actually texted you that night when they were like, Camille's like, Lisa and I are such good friends. And they had two flashbacks, one from like 2008 and one from like 2011. And I was like, oh, how are you? I love you, but done. Like, there are no flashbacks. Like, the producers are out to like make her look bad.
And I wonder who really asked Brandy back. Did Denise ask Brandy to come on, or
what was the connection again? How did she know Denise's friend?
Oh, because they like both had bad divorces. Like they're like, we really bond because we both had public divorces. And I'm also like
a friend who knew Brandy.
Right. But like Brandy, like your divorce wasn't that big.
Okay.
Was it? With like, I mean, guess because it was just like Leanne Rimes,
maybe
who has like so many
tires. Oh wait,
yeah,
another incident,
another flashback.
Yeah, the biggest bombshell of that conversation was Brandy still talks to Kim Richards.
Yeah.
So Brandy said Kim Richards told me that you were a bitch.
Yeah.
And Denise is like, well, she said I was a bitch because I stood up for myself, which by the way is the first time in 17 episodes that Denise Richards decided to like do something worth.
People love her, though. People are loving her.
I don't love her.
Okay.
I think she's boring.
Okay.
I think her...
What about Aaron, though? Like, I...
He is a sleazeball. I think he is so dirty.
Oh, my God.
He's like the guy...
He got one hand job from a Thai massage.
He's the guy jerking off in the shower at 24-Hour Fitness. Like, that's Aaron. Like, he...
He's so sweet with Eloise, though. Like...
I mean, sure, but, like, he's just... I mean, we have sex every morning. I mean, it's just too much. It's just too much.
Okay. Okay. It's fair.
And maybe it's like, it's her residual from like Times of Charlie Sheen, right? Like, she has this leftover, like, sex addict sort of.
Ooh.
You know?
Yes.
Like, but like, oh, the first day at his studio, like, we went at it. Like, I mean, it's just a little much.
I can see why someone might say that.
And I mean, I don't want to be rude, but like, she should wish that house burned down in Malibu. Like, it was like, what is it, like two bedrooms? Like what? I mean, no.
Okay, I did get the chills though when they were all like,
oh yeah, totally.
Like, because we were hit so hard up here the past few years. I mean, it is fucking scary. So it did give me like the chills because, I mean, well, yeah, even like this fall, like you literally couldn't go outside because the smoke was so bad. And that was happening at the same time as the Malibu fires. But so it looks like Camille nor Denise will be able to come on the cast trip because of the fires. That's what
it looks like, yeah, because the pictures are five of them.
Yeah, and it's also like, it's just like a hard scenario because what you have to leave your house, but like, do you just like wait for it to burn?
Yeah.
I mean, Camille's burns.
Camille's living in a 1,200 square foot trailer right now, supposedly, when her 6,600 square foot house burned down.
Oh.
Like, there's a trailer. But Denise is fine. Like, her house didn't burn down.
Yeah,
Denise
yeah.
is fine. But yeah, the funny thing is, did you see the backlash on Insta about, like, what did these five do, like, in Provence? Like, they're not entertaining. Oh. And we all heard Erica didn't bring her glam squad, so...
God forbid.
What are the looks going to be? Like, is it just going to be...
It's berets and cashmere sweaters and scarves.
$800 scarves.
And,
I forgot.
And brie and cheese and wine. Yeah. They're not going to be able to carry it. So we probably don't have that many episodes left. It feels like an extremely long season. And nothing has happened.
It's funny because I feel like I wanted to get out of Lucy Lucy Apple Juicy like so quick. And now I kind of want to just go back because it's so boring right now. Like it's just not entertaining.
Nothing happened at all this week in any of the shows.
I mean, I've never like, oh, if I win the lottery, my first stop is Provence. Like that's never happened.
Well, but then they did have the Bahamas earlier.
Yes.
I actually feels like they have gone on a lot of trips.
Yes.
Because then.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
They went camping. Now they're doing this. I don't know. It's all very interesting. Okay. Should we move into Roni?
Yes.
Okay. So we're still in Miami.
I want that house. Like, how do I get that house?
Like, but it's, I mean, I guess it's like so Miami. It's not for me.
I just have one quick like overview about the episode is that everyone complains about rooms. Mm-hmm. Yet they all sleep in the same room at the end of the day. I know. There's 9 rooms. You guys claw your way to the top.
Yeah.
And then you all share rooms at the end of the day. So why do we have this conversation every time?
Why is Sonia and Bethany going to knock each other out?
I don't think they were going to. I think it was just like Bethany was like trying to do tough love. It's like when you're at the point when like you're
of
just
no return.
Not. Yeah. You're just not making sense.
Yeah.
Hashtag summer Mary. When you're like just not making sense or like you can't rationalize with them anymore. Like Bethany's like, you just go to bed. Like just.
Go to sleep. Yeah. Go to sleep.
Yeah. Like, it's back to Scary Island, right? Like it was just like this go, like just go to bed. Like it's over. Flash forward. Sonia, how many cocktails did you have? 5. Dorinda chimes in with what were they? Like 24 ounces? Like. You drank everything under the sun for 8 hours.
But also, okay, so she claims, so the paramedics come, mm-hmm. and this was like such a classic scene. Like, Bethany's like, no, you girls still go out. I'll take care of her. She's like, who's the president?
Yeah.
Who's the president? Clinton?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't tell sometimes with her. And she's like, oh, that fucking Trump guy. I bet she's fucked Trump. Like, that would not shock me.
I mean, does it shock you when the paramedic said, oh, it's clear that she's not on anything? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Which was weird that, like, that was thrown in. It's almost like Sonia was, like, told the producers, like, you need to put this in because Lou is running her mouth.
Mm.
Like, that caught my ear. Like, it was very clearly stated, like, oh, she's not on anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they asked her, are you on any pills or whatever?
Right.
Like, it was.
But also, she literally didn't hit her head. Like, no. I think the production was like, we got to call this in just in case. I will tell you,
the first time I watched it, it looked like she hit her chin. Mm-hmm. It did look like she, like, hit her chin. But then when you watched it back, like, she didn't.
Like, she has no hangover the next day. Like, is she drinking morning recovery?
Because she had a sticker. So she probably was
No, those stickers hydrated. Are like EKGs.
Why was it on her arm?
They put those, like, everywhere when you, like, go into...
I thought it was, like, an IV. I'm like, if they give her an IV...
Then you're fine.
She's solid.
She probably peed the bed or the bathtub.
Probably not. She drank rum for 8 hours. Her body probably needed it.
Yeah. And then I just, like... She's like, these guys are hot. Do you think they're hot?
Yeah.
Did they, like, dub over their voices in, like, a like...
Yes, they dubbed their voices and they hid their faces.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I just thought the dubbing of the voices also, was
how
too
many
much.
Times did Tinsley change before going out in Miami with Ramona? Yeah. Like, first of all, Ramona the took you difference? To, like, the geriatric nightclub, Tins. Like, you changed 6 times and then you went with all white.
I just can't believe Sonia wasn't barfing the next day. Like, and she just, like, wakes up. She's like, sorry I put you guys through that. Yeah. And then it's like, she's like, I figured out that that there was some kind of medical attention because I found this, like, EKG line. Like,
yeah, no big deal.
Okay. Then did you feel like, what's your side with Lou? I thought it was interesting. Lou, like, knew that the paramedics came and she chose not to come out of the room. Like, I feel like that's a big choice. Like, clearly they had gotten in a huge fight, but also stop fucking my men. Like, oh my God, that makes me so, so mad. Don't get some sloppy seconds. Fucking disgusting. But if someone said the paramedics were here, I would definitely go out and see what I can do.
I feel like her story just doesn't add up. I feel like she just tells people what they want to hear, right? Okay. So, like, she was like, oh, I didn't know what was happening. But the previous scene, she was like, Barbara was in my room telling me what happened. So it's like, you knew what was happening. You just chose to make it about yourself. Like, you've done this
entire I need season. Coffee. Where's the coffee?
Oh, yelling for coffee. Yelling. She's not even good at yoga. Like, do something with your life. I don't, like, she, like, her legs were bent. And she was, like, throwing her leg in the air. And wait, did you see, it caught my eye for a minute, I'm not interested at all, but the package on the yoga instructor?
Oh.
Okay, you need to rewind. This dude had like 2 apples in his shorts or something, like, there was a lot of like bulging and
worth going back.
You need to go back.
Okay, worth going back.
It was a lot.
Okay, got it. And then I also just like love like Sonia and Ramona like getting married, like getting ready in the morning. They're like, God, we look hot. Like, we're hot girls. Like, you know, all this working out is kind of working out, eh?
Is this a skinny mirror? Like, I have to admit,
no, wait, Sonia, it's a dehydration mirror. Yeah. Like, you feel so skinny because you're so fucking hungover.
That suit did look good at Ramona. Ramona's looking good. Yeah. I will give her that.
Yeah.
They're just so into themselves. Like, it's so ridiculous. I do love the fact, because I do this on vacation. Like, mm-hmm. I get up, I'm ready to go. Like, I'll work out and then be like,
oh, good
I'll
for show you. You're like a Barbara?
Yes.
Okay.
What was she? Did she go to, like, CVS?
Is she, like, she went on a run? Yeah, like,
who runs with, like, the CVS? Anyway. Yeah. But they are just like ready to go for breakfast. Mm-hmm. When like Bethany looks like she got run over by a truck.
Takes a lot for her to look good.
Yeah.
It takes a lot for her
also,
to look
good. Also, that villa has full on like blowouts, everything. I mean, who doesn't want to stay there?
I guess I would.
You get a blowout every single yeah. Like, oh, I went in the pool, blow it out again.
Yeah. Okay. Now, then we kind of cut to the Lou scene. She's having her coffee. Ramona goes out. But Lou looks fucking haggard. Like, she looked hungover.
Do you think Ramona went out to get tea, or do you think Ramona went out to see how she was doing?
I think just kind of like, I feel like Ramona's like, let's just all get along kind of sometimes. Like, I feel like Ramona was actually really like the listener here. So, I mean, Lou was like, the girls, I can't be around that. The girls are just getting trashed and then they're trashing me, which was kind of disturbing. It's like, I would hope if I was sober, my friends would restrain a little bit until I went to bed.
Yes, but I also think that, like, you put yourself in those situations. Like, mm-hmm. you knew full well you were
what
going
kind of trip
to
this was going to be.
This insane house in Miami, and like you knew it was going to happen.
Right. Okay, the best line was, they have a problem
with
my
success. Loved it.
And Ramona, I love Ramona. I don't think it was that, honey. But she's like, all my success, and they're just ripping me apart. They're not supportive of me doing well. They don't want me to see me do well. Like, and then she's also like really trying to make it like Sonia's the bad guy. She's like, every single time I see Sonia, she's drunk, and you know, as a friend, I can't watch her spiral out like this. I'm inviting her to AA today.
I mean, she's obviously projecting, right? So mm-hmm. she's like, oh, Sonia has a pill problem, mm-hmm. right? She wants someone to look worse than she does.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonia did. Operation complete. Like, you looked horrible at that dinner. The extensions on the nightstand, I just love.
Oh, like, yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Yeah. Like, Bethany, like, slyly just pulled them out of her yeah. hair. Like, oh, here, honey.
So I think that Lou is projecting. I think that she feels super left out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
because she was never like the bad. She was always the controlled drinker, and she's yeah. like pissed she can't drink. Because let's face it, she's drinking, but she can't drink on camera.
Correct.
Even like the guy comes over and he's like, "Let's have a cocktail," and she's like, "Oh, honey, not on camera.
Yeah,
I'll have a Coke.
Yeah, not anymore." And yeah. he's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, I forgot. It's the new you." And I'm like, eh.
"He's like, we two nights ago, it was something different."
Blowing me and doing shots of tequila. I mean, that was not the same Lou. No, and I think it's definitely like a weird situation that we're watching it happen.
And then Sonia being like, you know, I've looked it up. I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, I've read the rules and I'm fine. I can practice moderation. I'm like, yeah. Sonia, you're just a binge drinker.
I mean,
like,
new apartment, new Sonia. So,
so
this is her.
We're convinced that it's her daughter's apartment and that she just lives in it. Oops.
No, and I maybe, but like the townhouse is definitely for rent.
Yeah. No, but I just don't think we don't think that's her house. Well, it's not. Okay, then we have
the art installation.
Yeah, I feel like we've seen like all these artists. I could care less.
I mean, I think that like New York is very like that's their shtick, right? It's very.
Like, let's just pay $10,000. They'll deliver it.
I like how, funny, fast forward, how they inflated the price of the things that Bethany got them by $12,000. Oh, these are $20,000 when they get like $8,000 value of Swarovski
like,
crystals.
So yeah. ugly.
I mean, where would you put that?
It's not going to my home.
And is Tinsley really going to use that soup can?
Oh my God, the soup can purse?
Can
I was like, he gave her like a tin can for $10,000.
Like, new city, same Ramona. Like, oh, let's go to the art installation in the car. They get to the art installation. Okay, bye. Like, I'm not going. Like, how did you, I think here's the problem. I think that the girls are mad because Ramona's not honest. Like, mm-hmm. just say, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with you guys, but I'm going to leave. Like,
right.
I'm going to go meet a booty call in the bathroom of the Mondrian,
right,
whatever.
Right,
like, get
right.
your life together. No one cares.
Right.
It's the fact that she's like, yeah, let's go to the art installation. And then they get there and it's like, oh, change of plans. I'm going this way.
She's always looking for the best next thing. I
yes.
actually, sometimes I do this when I go out at night. I'll be like, okay, let's start here. And then I'm like bored. I'm like, let's go to the next bar and let's go to the next bar. And then I'm like, we basically went to 7 bars in one night and I had no fun.
Yes. But if
but, like,
friends
I did
are
that
like,
fun.
We're going to
right.
this party and you're on the way to the party and you're like, yeah, let's go to the party. And then you get to the party and you bail.
Yeah.
It's a different situation.
Yeah.
And then she leans out of the car and like waves. Like it's
Laters,
no big
girl.
Deal. Yeah.
I did love how like, so Tinsley got like some really nice stuff from that guy. And then, Bethany like basically paid $10,000 and was like, oh, well, my daughter is my present. Tinsley doesn't have one. Did you hear that?
I did not hear that.
Oh my God.
I did not hear that.
Yeah.
I'll have to
it was like,
sure.
she's like, yeah, like, oh, I have a daughter. So that's my present.
So the rewind is the bulge on the yoga instructor
yeah.
and Bethany's comment about Tinsley not having kids.
Yes. Okay. Did you think, so we go to this party and Kevin's coming. Did you think Kevin was good looking?
He was nerdy.
I thought he was like handsome though.
He was handsome. He was nerdy.
He's really nice looking. He's elegant. He's dark. He's for smart.
For a rum producer, Blackwell Rum, no promo needed. I find it funny that he wasn't like.
He looks really young. He had
no swag. Like he was just a guy in glasses and a blazer selling rum.
He looks like 40.
What was the point of the party?
Like Ramona pretending like she owned this home.
Like she wants to be the Bachelorette so bad. It's like she wants to line them all up.
That's it. Get off Roni.
Yeah, she's done.
Okay.
She's going to be the next Bachelorette.
Okay.
Ramona Singer.
It's funny though because Mario does make her nervous. I feel like Ramona never gets nervous and she says whatever she wants to say. Like literally tells Barbara she can't go out the night before. Like she will go up to any guy and flirt with him. But like Mario gives her
butterflies.
Like, yes.
Yes. I mean, maybe it was his 2006 Easter shirt, the canary yellow button down.
Yes.
That might have been it.
Yes.
But it also.
But like, it wasn't buttoned down. What did she say?
She's like, I like it one more button up. Like, he liked that, like, creepy, sleazy Italian look.
Yeah.
No offense to Italians. I just don't. But I think that's kind of where I agree with Sonia. Like, Sonia's like, what is your point? Like, you're telling him about Mario. You're telling Mario about him. Like, why? Like,
oh, and I love that Sonia was like, oh, so Mario, she's inviting this guy Kevin here tonight. Like, so I'll introduce you to him because she's dating him. I was like, oh my God, good for her. Because I feel like they're just fucking around, like her and Mario. And then I also love.
She's not that kind of girl. Unquote.
Yeah. And then I also felt like I loved her that, like, Sonia tells Mario that Ramona made out with Harry. Like, I love. I mean, he's like,
Have you seen Harry? The videos?
Yes.
They are going at it.
Yes. Like, and then Mario's like, I would never cross-pollinate, especially with you, Dorinda. Like, Oh, my God.
Okay, so question of the party night.
Okay.
Was Lou's tube-top jumpsuit Giovanni?
I don't think it was, like, glittery enough. There wasn't no.
I mean, the cut was definitely Giovanni.
Yes, it was a Giovanni look. Now, and she's also with Pride this month, and she had, did you know?
I did not know. Fill me in.
And she has, like, this new Pride jacket by Giovanni that, like, she's selling. It's coming out June 13th.
So, I did get stuck down this ridiculous rabbit hole the other day on Insta of the Lou jewelry collection.
Oh, the statement necklaces?
Statement necklaces.
Like Navajo Indian.
But there's the diamond one that she's been rocking in, like, a lot of her interviews, a lot of parties.
It's like wearable.
Harry Dubin said this should be real, and Ramona said, why don't you buy it for me?
Right.
That one, yeah.
Right.
So that's on there. Very interesting look.
Yeah.
I expected more turquoise out of her, I think.
Yes.
Feathers, maybe.
She is some type of Indian, like a Cherokee, maybe.
Something.
Okay, I did, like, I felt like Dabney was kind of unnecessary.
I think Dabney brought this, like, realness to Tinsley that we haven't really had.
Because
Dale is so cold with her.
Okay.
I feel like Dabney brought, besides the fact that she doesn't work, I feel like she brought this, and like...
She brought lashes?
Lashes, yeah. You guys have the same lashes. Thanks, Ramona. Like, really great. Like, they're not ours.
Yeah.
I feel like she brought, like, this, like, tough love that Tinsley was like, just get over it. Like, move on.
Right.
Talk to this guy.
I know. And it's so sad. She's like, God, Scott, like, lost my confidence. And I love, like, Bethany trying to set her up. Like, she's Wing like, this woman. Is Brett. Like, he's a good guy.
He's cute.
Oh, my gosh. She's like, I went on a couple dates with him. But, you know, like, here, I love that she did that. And she was like, the girl in the polka dots, she's single, go for it. That was, like, a fun, I feel like, I want to see more of that out of Bethany, not being so, I'm not looking forward to the mental breakdown next week. Like,
I
hate when she gets like that. I'm like, then it becomes about Bethany.
Yeah.
And it always is about Bethany at the
Fair.
End of the day.
I'll give you that.
Like, even, like, Sonia last night, she's like, oh, I had such a traumatic night. I'm like, Sonia had the traumatic night. Yeah. Like, you just were the side piece. I did enjoy Sonia deep throating Neil.
I mean, that's not the only thing she deep throated that night. Let's be real. Like or that weekend, but for chance.
Oh man. Okay. Anything else particularly about Roni that you need to talk about?
Good.
Okay.
I think next week should be interesting with Bethany and kind of Lou coming head to head. So I'll be very glued to the television.
We will be there again. Okay, I have one more sponsor this week, and it is a company I have fallen in love with. It is called Beauty by Design. I don't know if you guys can relate to this at all, but I have trouble finding good skin products, or I switch them really often because I feel like I'm breaking out, or there's so many options. It's just kind of overwhelming. So I found this company, Beauty by Design, and I love it. You get in touch with an esthetician. It connects you online. You literally text message them. My woman's name is Eileen, and you literally send a picture of your face, talk about your skin, talk about your regimen, and then you put in a price point, and they send you back items that will be good with your skin tone, different price points, and there's no subscription. You're not locked into anything. You just order the products you need when you need them, and it comes right to your house. It's always free shipping, and they have like thousands of products and different combinations that you can choose from. And I just like felt like I was always overwhelmed with the skincare stuff, and it's so nice to be able to, I can text this lady whenever I want if I have a question, and I've been using the product for now over a month. I literally have people like feeling my neck now. I'm like, feel how soft it is. My skin feels like it's glowing. It's just like way smoother. I'm using four of their products, and I just like can't recommend Beauty by Design enough. You guys can go check them out, get your personalized skincare. Go to beautybydesign.com/TJG, and you can use the promo code TJG. First time customers get 20% off, and that's beautybydesign.com/TJG, and use the promo code TJG, and you will get 20% off. Thank you, Beauty by Design. I will keep on using your products. Okay, moving on to Southern Charm. You know, my boys.
Cameron, a.k.a. Real World San Diego.
Yeah, never forget her and Brad.
Hashtag never forget.
I loved that season. Okay, where do we start with
them? So I have a lot of notes about this. So I'm not a Southern Charm fan. I'm
not a charmer? Okay.
I watched the first season. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, I just don't get it.
Wasn't for you.
Yeah. T. Ravenel, I mean, hot ass Mass Express. So I want to start with Shep having a surfboard delivered to the hair salon.
It's only in Shep fashion.
I mean,
he literally like,
I aspire to that level of cockiness. Like, I'm just like,
hi. I think they own that town. Like,
fair.
They just,
I mean, Catherine's going to own it at the end of the season by the time she keeps buying things.
She'll be in debt by the end of the season. God, I'm worried about it. Rolls Royce is $6,600. Like,
Naomi's also worried about it because it looks bad.
I know. They were too honest for me.
Yeah.
I was okay, like, so I don't need those friends.
Let's start from the beginning.
Okay. The beginning is Austin waking up so hungover, yeah, looking for his phone. Who hasn't been there? Have you had to put on Find Your iPhone at your own home?
No.
I have.
I have never have done that.
I have. And literally, it's pinging. It was in a tree outside my apartment.
How'd that happen?
You tell me. I think it fell on the ground and someone was nice enough and like put it up in a tree right in front of my house. And I found it in the morning.
Interesting.
And yeah.
So
I mean, also left it in Ubers and gotten it back like 3 days later.
I mean, I need to talk this out because I went over this like several times. Mm-hmm. So she had her friend DM some guy pictures of her to get with him. But it was like,
I think it's like, so, well, I think,
because you're still going to get caught. Like, I don't.
Also, this week, her son graduated kindergarten and there's a photo with, I assume her, I don't know if it was an ex-husband or baby daddy, whatever. He was a
babe. I love a baby daddy. I love a baby daddy.
He was a babe. Their son's really cute. And I think she might be using Austin. And I mean, the girls even say it. Like, they say that the next best thing, like, if something better came along, I think she would
That's fine. I just don't get the, again, the end game. Like, what is the point of going through your friend? Because your pictures are still out there, right?
Right.
Like, sending other pictures is like catfishing.
But I think, like, it's just like, so she technically wouldn't get caught. And she wouldn't have gotten caught had it not been Danny's current boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't the first guy that she's done that to. But I also love that Craig was like, just like bringing him over breakfast burritos. And like, he's like,
you didn't bring me a breakfast burrito. What's wrong
tomorrow,
with you?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
On my way to work.
Yeah. and grabs a beer.
Oh my God. He was like, he like needed to just stay at level. Yeah, like he wasn't ready for the downfall yet. And then he's like, well, like when I'm sad, I just like to watch Frozen.
Okay, so my question here is, did the Frozen lift him up or bring him down? Like, why does he watch Frozen when he's sad?
Frozen, like, is also, like, for girl power movie. Like, it's literally about women, like,
but it also
coming,
like,
together in the end.
Let it go, right? So does he, like, let it go when he's sad? I mean, he could watch Coco.
Love Coco.
Who doesn't love Coco?
I love Coco.
But, I mean, maybe he's waiting for Toy Story 4. I don't know. No, it's an
it's an interesting choice. Frozen out of, the let it go
thing. Let it go. It like inspires him to like move on.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give him that.
I love that we analyzed that. That he just like wants to let it go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when I'm feeling down, I just want to like
drink,
chill out, and then just not
watch Housewives.
Like, usually,
like, do like a good like season one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. Okay. Then I also like
Patricia.
Like Patricia just
in the back of the car. My hair is too high today. I don't think Madison was focusing.
Pat, it was closer to God. Closer to God. The bigger the hair, the closer to God.
Love it.
God,
Madison
love her.
Had a rough night. We're sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, they play the threesome video. Again, like they've shown it
times.
Every episode this season.
I mean, hashtag Lucy Apple Juicy. Like, it could not get any more redundant.
But I also like love that Chelsea's like, you know what? We wouldn't have this problem if he was doing better. Like, don't cheat and it wouldn't be coming up.
I feel like Chelsea is just the voice of reason this season. Mm-hmm. I think it's funny that, like, her and Madison are, like, competing hairdressers. I kind of love that, like, fact, right? Like, oh, no, I can't go to Madison anymore. I come here, like, whatever. But it was really interesting, like, yeah, like, it wasn't a good relationship from the start. So, like, why are you all broken up about it now?
Yeah.
You know, like, move on. Let it go.
Let it go.
Watch Frozen. Call it a day.
Yeah. Okay, I'm kind of, like, over this, like, I thought last week, like, seeing Cam be a mom, I thought it was sweet, but now this week I'm, like, kind of over her control issues with the baby.
So I have a niece and a nephew. Mm-hmm. I've been around quite a few kids. Mm-hmm. I've never called the baby area a cage.
Oh.
That disturbed me that she's like, oh, she's in her cage. I'm like, that's a baby.
Yeah.
That's not a cage. I like it because I feel like we don't acknowledge that side of motherhood. I feel like there's mothers who are like, do it all or whatever. And she's literally coming out and saying like,
I don't want to do it all.
I want to sell real estate. I want to be on Southern Charm. Like, I don't want to take care of this baby for 24 hours a day. Like,
she doesn't want to put gummy bears up her butt or anything else up her butt.
I've never done that. Just preface.
No gummy bears up the butt or alcohol up the butt.
No.
No, I haven't done that either. No. And then, so they're basically like kind of portraying the scene again of that Catherine has gone MIA. God. And it's like, she literally just went to New York with her boyfriend and wasn't on her phone. Like, or she just escaped for a little bit.
I think that this is her MO, right? Like, mm-hmm. she disappears,
but also,
to, like,
I think
stir up interest in herself.
Oh, you think it's and, that like, calculated?
At this point, I would have just turned on, like, find my iPhone. Like, find my friends. Like, where the hell is Catherine?
I think her iPhone goes dead. I mean, last season was, like, completely cracked for, like, half the season.
I went to New York. I missed a flight. I landed in Miami.
Have you ever missed a flight in your life?
No. No. I've been really close.
Me too. Like, I've had to
super close.
Sign up for Clear so I could make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, super close.
Yeah.
But, no, I've never missed a flight. And I've never landed in Miami instead of Charleston. That's for sure. I mean, I've landed a lot of places, but that's a very far distance.
Yeah.
I think that she just checks out.
Well, I think it's also like the sign of an addict a little bit. Like, they don't have accountability for themselves. And like, she does have amazing excuses, like to be like, oh, I'm a mom, but also I'm dealing with this case with Thomas.
I'm a mom / it's my weekend, but my mom's gonna take my kids so I can go to a winery that I can't drink at. Again, on camera, Luann.
Yeah. I loved her, like, smoking vape
in the confessional. Interview.
Yeah.
She must be, like, getting a promo from Juul or something. Like, she has to be to pay for the $126,000.
I mean, it's a lot.
In Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Insane.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Okay, then, like, we got a little, like, this Eliza story is not fitting. It's like, we got a peek into her life again, and it's like, but all the other girls are on a trip.
Okay, so I was very perplexed by her. Mm-hmm. So I did some research.
Okay.
I dug into this.
I love a Megan King Edmonds.
She threw a pool party in season 4 that everyone was at, apparently.
Mm-mm.
Right? So she has been on the show before.
Okay.
It sounds like she's been clawing her way to fame. The Limehouses, love the last name, by the way. are lifelong, like 9 generations deep with the Ravenels.
Right, right.
So she is a direct connection to T-Rav.
Right. Who, the polo world.
Yeah. So I think she said something like he taught her polo something whenever at her family's estate.
I wonder if they've made out.
I mean, probably. They've definitely done coke together. Hopefully he's never like abused her like he did that nanny. But I mean, there is that connection. So I feel like maybe the producers are bringing her in to like bridge the gap from T-Rav to everyone else.
Yeah, no,
she was with Craig.
Well, or maybe this is the this is the way that they're going to lead in with Ashley, because like Eliza brings Ashley to something.
Yes,
to bring back Ashley Jacobs.
Eliza went to People and said like Ashley's a shit, sir. Like there's all of that, and then the plane crash really got me. So
this was
okay. So that she was supposed to be on a private plane, like that's terrifying.
Yeah.
So then I look into it, and she's not even with that guy, Don, anymore. So, like, she's all into these, like, short-term romances.
Aren't
one
we
of them
all?
May have been T-Rav. We don't know.
Starting the rumors here.
Yeah.
You heard it from 2 Judgy Girls and Greg.
So, I mean, I feel like,
oh my God, what if we have a new show, 2 Judgy Girls plus Greg? I love that. Okay.
You can have me in.
Okay.
So
threesome. We could call it Menage a Trois.
It was just funny to me that they, like, preface that whole Dawn storyline to, like, they're trying to humanize her, and I get it. Like, oh, she's this socialite. Her family, her dad has a bastard child that he left them on. There was a nasty divorce in 2016. I mean, there were several People.com articles. I mean, I have a full-time job, so I couldn't dive into all 19 of them on this girl.
Yeah.
But I'm very intrigued to, like, see where they go with her and, like, how she filters in, because you know Catherine's not going to be having this.
Yeah, I think it's a one-hit wonder. I mean, she's not going to be back next
year.
I think they just had such an iconic season last year, just with Ashley. I think that was their peak. That was the peak.
I mean, maybe.
It was.
I see it happening.
I do, like, love that Whitney is back. I love that he's more in it. It's like,
he seems very toned down.
Yeah.
He seems very, like,
Have you ever had sex with glasses on?
I have not.
I'm just, like, thinking about the fog factor. Like, your glasses are just fogging up. And, like, even, like, kissing. I mean, maybe they didn't kiss.
Maybe
it was
not
a transaction.
Yeah.
With gummy bears.
Gummy bears. By the way, the weirdest winery I've ever seen in my entire life. I've been to a lot. Bizarre.
Yeah.
And then asking for, like, non-alcoholic. I mean,
they didn't like any of the wines. And Cam's like, I don't think I like Rose.
Rose. Drinking Moet.
Yeah.
Not Moet. First of all, Moet, as we all know. In the backseat of a car, out of the bottle.
Wait, remember when there's this winery called Gloria Ferrara up here. Don't you call it
Gloria? We're actually drinking Gloria right now.
Don't you call it Gloria Esteban?
Me? No,
yeah.
That's not me.
I put those to you.
No, I say Gloria.
My friend calls it Gloria Esteban.
Oh.
Okay, sorry, wrong person.
Okay, so the whole Shep, I mean, it's nice to, like, see them have, like, a normal human conversation. I'm shocked to know that Shep drinks iced Pumpkin Spice Latte. Yes. He didn't have Uggs on, so that threw me off.
He didn't seem like a PSL price to me. And an iced on top PSL. Of that. Yeah. I mean, that's like, but it's like because he wants like a sugary taste. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Do you think that scene was like a lead in to like what's coming for that? Like,
I feel like they're trying to transition Whitney more into the show. Like, he was kind of absent last season, it seemed like. So
I think what's weird for me this season is I don't know who's like a full time, who's a part time.
Danny's always been a part time. She is on the payroll.
But Eliza is supposedly transitioning into like a full time.
Yeah, I just think it's just not going to work. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But basically, okay, so the girls go to the tree houses, and basically this trip is to set up Catherine to call her out.
Comment. Sure. Five girls, two beds. What is the story?
Menage a trois?
I mean,
there wasn't enough room.
No.
Yeah.
And like, I was very, like, the whole thing threw me off. The rooms are very, like, shabby chic. Mm-hmm. Not my style at all.
It was just too far out there for me.
It was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Like, I like to go to wine country for the day and come back to the city at night.
But, like, did Catherine expect five of them to share two beds in two very separate location tree houses?
I don't know. I feel like they don't even sleep there. Do you think they really sleep there?
I don't know.
Maybe they don't.
So they go to the winery, and the winner of this episode is Aretha. Loved me. I mean, I want to name an animal Aretha. I might have a child name Aretha at this point. Like, Aretha won the episode.
I could get behind that. Yeah. I could get behind that.
Like, not Aretha. Aretha. And I feel like this kind of spiraled the drinking, and this is where I feel like the girls let Catherine kind of hang herself. Like, they were, like, letting her speak and kind of run through her gamut until they grilled her later on.
Right. They're like, wait, tell me how much you like him. Wait, tell me more about Whitney. This Joe guy.
Yeah. Like
they were setting her up. I mean, they say it before. Like, Danny and I were like, we have to call her out tonight. This is the night. We're going to call her out.
Yeah.
And they really got nothing out of her.
No. I mean, she was very, like, dead eyes. Like, she was just glazed over, like, very. And I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. Like, I feel like she's hopefully turned a corner from season one, season two, whatever that we experienced.
Right.
I feel like she's at the point, she's 27, Lord help her, when she's 40. Because she looks like she's 40 now. But I feel like she is taking it all in, which is nice. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's, like, accepting the feedback. And I feel like she's accurately responding. But I feel like there's something not right about her at all.
Right.
The vaping and the smoking and like,
I think she also just like, she plays the victim role. It's like, I've gone through so much. I'm only 27 and I'm, you know, I'm going to have to raise these two kids on my own now. Yeah. And like, she's made her bed. Now you have to lie in it, but she doesn't want to lie down in it. She wants to go to Joe's bed and Hunter Price's bed and maybe Thomas Ravenel's bed sometimes.
Probably the back of that Rolls Royce for $128,000.
She's in that sometimes.
A 2011?
Oh, it was?
That's what I swear it said. I'll rewatch it, but I swear it said 2011. Okay. Like, what? You just bought an 8-year-old car.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know it was that old.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other,
like, what do you feel like Danny, what does Danny want out of this?
I know. I think she just wanted her to say, like, okay, I'll be more present. I'll pick up my phone. Yeah.
She could use Teddy Mellencamp as, like, an accountability coach.
Her text message coach.
Catherine needs Teddy.
I like that.
Yeah, crossover. Like, we did it right here.
Actually, I'm surprised Teddy doesn't have, like, a spin-off show all in. Like, could I be on it?
I mean, maybe.
Like, I'm lose 30 pounds?
You could just watch her Instagram stories for free and not pay her for accountability.
Someone sent us the meal plan.
Oh.
I haven't followed it. It's like about 500 calories a day. It's like, at 11 a.m., have a LaCroix.
You'll be full.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're done. Anything else from that episode that, like, caught your eye? Oh, Naomi. Naomi went in on that car. Like, they are definitely,
they're holding her accountable.
Yeah, for sure. Why do you think that, okay, my two favorite people are Cam
and Chelsea. Yeah. Chelsea.
Why did they just
sit there? Because I feel like Danny hangs out with her and Naomi, like, they hang out off season.
They talk all the time.
And so I feel like Cameron's like, I'm not getting into this mess. Patricia, I'll be your number one soon enough again. Catherine will fuck up soon enough. I mean, she already starting down the path.
Obviously. Yeah. Next week. Yeah. You saw the tears over T-Rab going to jail.
Yeah.
I'm a single mom, but you have nannies and your mom and everything. Like, get out of here.
You have a $6,600 a month rent.
I love that Cam, like, just, like,
I know.
Lifted up.
Like, yeah.
I need to know what's happening.
Well, like, she's a real estate agent. Yeah. You know, that she can do
knocker.
These things.
How about the door knocker?
Yeah. I want to go there. My goal is to get to Charleston this summer.
Really?
In August.
That'd be fun.
So, well, I'll let you know about the knocker in person.
Like, I know. What are you thinking?
But I'm going to Chicago, so I'm thinking from Chicago, just like it's down the street.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to a wedding in Malibu, so I'll swing by Camille's ashes and a trailer. Hey, Cam.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Greg. It
thank
was
you so much.
Fun. And we'll continue drinking.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.